from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Despite the threat of US trade sanctions, Britain says it will remain steadfast in its support for the European banana regime.
We have been robust and persistent in our defence of the European Union banana regime and will continue to be so.
The Cuba CARICOM Commission prepares for its first meeting of the year in Havana, and a Yorkshire club official says Darren Goff is a bigger star than Brian Lara. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The British government will remain robust and persistent in its defence of the controversial European banana regime, despite threats made by the US administration. The US has spoken of retaliation against certain European goods because it believes the EU banana regime affords African, Caribbean and Pacific countries an unfair advantage over their Latin American competitors. Dominica's Prime Minister, Dame Eugenia Charles, has expressed the fear that the threat of retaliatory action by the US could prompt the Europeans to re-examine the banana regime. The EU's Trade Minister, Sir Leon Britton, said he was disturbed by the American threats. However, Britain's Foreign Office Minister with responsibility for the Caribbean, Tony Baldry, told Hugh Crosskill his government will remain steadfast in its support for ACP banana exports.